I'm here with David Bagshaw, the Crime Reduction Manager and Architectural Liaison Manager of Nottinghamshire Police, and he's got advice for keeping safe during your time at uni. So David, obviously a lot of people listening will be freshers living away from home for the first time. What advice would you give them to keep safe in halls?
The one bit of good advice that I want people to remember all through the time while they're in halls is to shut your doors and close your windows, and that will really help to drive crime down within the university. And also, even if you're going out of your room to make a cup of tea, make sure that again you just close the window and don't leave any personal effects, PCs or whatever, of you close to an open window, because it only takes a few seconds for people to reach in and take your valuable items away.
You know, I know there is a problem with burglary sometimes in areas such as Lenton, which are heavily populated with students. Would you give the same sort of advice to people for keeping safe once they've moved out of halls?
I would. It's much the same principle that using common sense when you go into a multi-occupancy building. You all need to become a little bit more security conscious. There's only yourselves that can help you. So when you're going out, again, same principle applies. Just shut the door, close the windows. Don't leave them open. If you've got window locks, please use them. And also, there are sites which you can go onto your PC to, immobilise.com, which is a free site to register all your electrical items, including your PC. And obviously, there is smart water, which the university provides free of charge.
And outside of the home, of course, not everyone moving here would have come from such big cities. How can students keep safe when out and about in Nottingham?
Yeah, Nottingham is quite a vibrant city. And if you want to go into it, I suggest that if you're not used to a big city, that you should go actually in groups. And if you're on foot, avoid danger spots like quiet or badly lit alleyways, subways or isolated car parks. And try to keep both hands free and don't walk with your hands in your pockets. Don't limit your ability to see or hear trouble by wearing hoodies or listening to music through earphones. And always take the route that you'll get to know best. And try to keep to busy, well-lit streets. And if you get stationary cars with their engines running and people sitting in them, just try to avoid walking past. And if a vehicle pulls up suddenly alongside you, turn and walk in the other direction. You can turn much faster than the car can. And if you think you're being followed, trust your instincts. Take action. As confidently as you can, cross the road. Turn in to look and see who's behind you. And if you're being followed, keep moving. Make for a busy area and tell people what is happening. If necessary, call the police.
Yeah, and I think you'll probably agree a lot of it is common sense. I mean, there's no need to be terrified everywhere you go, but of course if you don't feel safe, you should be doing something about that.
I agree, and that goes back to fundamental teaching of never accepting a lift from stranger, and usually and always carry a mobile phone with you.
I'm sure most people by now are aware of the problems which come with drinking too much. But, you know, people come to uni and sometimes get carried away. Is drinking a problem you find is an issue with a lot of students?
I think drinking can become a problem, particularly when you go out in a group. And drinking in rounds often means you drink more. Skip some and have a soft drink. Avoid top-ups so you can keep track of what you're drinking. And remember, you're much more vulnerable when drunk, and some people are prepared to take advantage of this. So don't leave your drink unattended, and preferably drink out of bottles.
Yeah, and obviously we don't want to say don't drink anything. Of course, it's Freshers Week. It's, you know, Freshers Year for some people. So go out, have a drink, but just have your wits about you. Just be sensible.
Yeah, absolutely. Just drink in moderation. And if you're not used to drink, very, very easy, just have a soft drink. You don't need to keep up with everyone.
Thank you very much for talking to us today. And could you just remind our listeners of the number for Nottinghamshire Police if they do have an incident which needs reporting?
Yeah, it's 0300 300 99 99.
Thank you very much.